I may, to read one more poem. It happens to be the title poem of my book called And Still Birds Sing, New and Collected Poems, and deals in part with such events. It too is made up of three parts. And still birds sing. Here we are together, clearing out the past, old letters, cuttings, photographs, crossing our palm with memories, rich as wildflowers, making room for what will be, some of our ups and downs, naked as shadows under a waterfall of rose and silver flashing between clouds. We stumble in and out forgotten streets, wonder, where's this, what's that, fingering images of loved ones slipped by sudden as a downburst, fleeter than dancers waiting the last flute call. Stare back over shoulders as time unraveling like silk leads us through a path of broom, thrift, and forget-me-nots where goodbyes are forever. Hold on to those we thought would never leave, our children grown and gone. Recall with belly laughs the antics of our son, our daughter, and our grandson. Within the filigree of borders, follow them to where their dreams have led. Among the orange grass, cornflowers, harebells, cowslips, ochre mountains of our treks, we stare in silence at an irreplaceable light. Newspaper cuttings. Why did we keep these items? These reports of World War II, these horror stories of the living dead, eyes burning through barbed wire. Still, those tortured ones, men, women, children, move from nightmare, kiss the hands of liberators. Why did we save this grim account of bodies of young soldiers in Vietnam, piled high in an ox cart, waiting the last lap of their journey home? And still, sun shone. We smooth out headlines of a twister that wiped out a town, rode trees and homes like thistledown across the highway, left survivors wandering in an alien place. Still, they sifted rubble for the pieces that made up their lives. We open up a page, stare at the orphans in the ruins of Chechnya, huddled together, and the copy reads, "They sing to calm the night." Nearby, a little girl points to a woman, face down in the mud, says, "That's my mother. Can you bury her?" Death offered up no sound, and still birds sang. We feel the need to leave this trail of pain, this ravaging history, take a rest from wounds of deep, reopened scars, let poems, tumbleweed by cornfields, turn to lakes in a new flood, trees richened by rains, wildflowers run a riot from these flash floods out of season. Together we ride by the periwinkle blue and chicory, Queen Anne's lace and yellow asters in soft grasses, tiger lilies, goldenrod and trumpet vines, clusters of sunflowers, vetch and mustard, and we wonder at the cruelty in such a lovely world. Letters. reading them, remembrance takes off like clear paw prints in the snow. Voices overwhelm us, a litany of family and friends, drawn as a thrum of bees, nudging our hearts, muddling with us through the ebb and flow of years, searching the letterbox for fragments we clung onto like cockleburrs, which stirred up cravings for more news on fragile paper, proof of our yesterdays. We look into each other's eyes. We cannot clear them out. We'll have to find another corner for what's yet to come. Replace them where we found them. Snapshots, cuttings, letters. Through the open windows, feel the season changing. Once again, leaves turning in autumn. Squirrels gallivanting in the branches. And the cat across the way, crouched in the bushes, set to pounce. And still, birds sing.